number 464. 464. And then after this song, we'll have our first scripture reading. And Oswald, I'm going to lead off with you, with your permission, if you'd like to be the first reader tonight.
Sure.
It's in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 8. And we're singing hymn number 464.
Without wrath and doubting.
First Timothy 2:1-8.
Next song is number 794. You don't sing this song very often. Look up here just for a moment. And men, if you guys find out, there's a clef at the top for the crown alto notes, and then there's the words to the song, and then there's some more notes down below the words. And you'll see the word melody, where it says, "Unto thee, O Lord," the very first words of the song. Unto thee, O Lord. It says melody, that's in the bass clef. That means the men take the single lead. So all the guys follow my lead. You sing with me. Men sing with me. The ladies have the echo this time. Many times it's the opposite. But this time the men sing with me, the ladies have the echo, and you sing the same notes I do. Onto the notes that I just sang. Okay. That gets us started anyway. From there it goes. But men, follow, sing with me. Number 794. Put it again. Read again.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Love me, dear, love me, dear, love me this time.
number 928. It's a song that Dennis Everett led 2 or 3 months ago. I'm not sure if anyone knew it but him. But I just happened to be thumbing through the book this afternoon looking for songs and songs, and there's that one that Dennis led. And I thought, well, let's take a look at it. To me, the melody is kind of odd because the whole first phrase, if you look up here for a second, the whole first phrase, you said you'd come and share all mine. For the soprano, it's all the same note. We just kind of swing all the way through till we get to the end of the first phrase before we ever go up 2 notes or in tone. But I think you can catch on to this just for a moment, but I thought you did pretty well for a new song on that Sunday morning when Dennis Everett led it. So let's get you with us. Let's try this one.
You said you'd come and share all my sorrow, and you said you'd be there for all my tomorrow. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised,
Wow. But Emily was here, so I kind of focused on her.
Yeah, I think Jack was at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
So he might have been sleeping.
when he answered that call. Yeah. All right, well, that's great. You can be commended for that. That's just super. Everybody. Number 625, first and last.
Zion calls, greatly ring over land and sea, bidding us look to rest above. While the light from the throne shines for you and me, let us listen to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we
Amen. Number 600. Number 600. Just some information on this congregational singing workshop on Saturday afternoon on the 22nd of this month at 32nd Street Congregation. Roger Cooper and I were going to host that. We've been doing this about 4 years, and last year, I've been doing it for three of those four years, but then Roger Cooper's wife, Vivian, is going to have serious surgery, so he's not going to make it, so Dave Bates is going to be my co-host, or partner in crime cohort kind of thing. So we'll be doing that, and what we're going to be doing, kind of what I just did tonight, there'll be songs, that I just went through the book, and I write from page one. There are more songs in here that have been ignored, or we've sung just very little, and we need to revive them, I think. So that's what we're going to do at this congregational singing workshop, is reintroduce some old songs that just have not been sung very often, and we'll introduce some new songs, too, that congregations have not sung yet in the county here, and they're very, very good songs. But number 600, I know, is one of that I put on my list of songs. Number 600, first and last.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters go flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow,
Jesus is standing here.